It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
this time last year, I was living so bad, I remember the pain. Woo! Okay, just having a little bit of fun here. But for real, today's episode is going to be about rejection and how rejection is redirection and often can be protection. Before we get into that conversation and, like, my story and my journey this year, I do want to just, like, say and emphasize, like, rejection is really hard. I don't want to just sit here and act like rejection is always a good thing. Rejection can be so demoralizing. It can make you feel less than, make you feel like your work isn't worth it, especially if you are pursuing creative passions. Rejection can be so heartbreaking. It really can. So I really want to emphasize with the feelings of rejection and how scary rejection is and how that fear of rejection can manifest in so many different ways. And I want you to know that no matter if you get rejected, no matter what it may be, you are still worth it. Your work is still worth it. Somebody wants to hear what you have to say. And if it's like romantic rejection, you are lovable, you are amazing, and what is for you will never pass you. And I really do believe in that. Like I said, your path is your path. So today I want to talk about my story with rejection and how it has been a huge pivot and redirection in my professional life. So last year, at the beginning of the year, I came into 2024 with like this very manic energy of, I need to change something about my life because I've been too stagnated. I'm not progressing in the ways that I want to progress. And for me, my biggest things for progression were career and relationships. So I have been in the same job since I graduated college, and I have been single my whole life, basically. And I was really just like, I need to change, like, I'm like, you know, 30s around the corner, like, I need to switch up everything. I need to get a new job. I need to get in a relationship. I need to move cities. You know, surprise, surprise, none of those things happened last year. But not without me trying, though. Like, I definitely tried. I, you know, was going to, like, singles events, which is, like, so cringe and, like, makes me feel so cringe. I was applying for a ton of jobs, and we're going to talk about this huge job that I was applying for that I thought I really wanted and why I'm grateful I did not get that opportunity now. But, yeah, so I came into the last year with this huge energy of, like, I need to change. I need to switch up my life, and nothing happened. Nothing changed. I was in the same place. But now I am genuinely really, really grateful. All of those things that I thought I wanted did not happen. I'm just gonna do the spoiler now. I just found out I got into the Yale Writers Workshop for this summer. It's a week-long program, but I had to apply for it, like, literally, like, through the, like, the proper, like, Yale application. And I am so, so excited. As you guys know, I finished my book, or I don't know if I said it yet, but I have finished my book now. And now it's in the, you know, beta reading, editing process and all that. And then I'm going to be able to workshop it. I'm going to be able to, you know, network with people in the literary agent world. And so I'm really, really, really excited. I broke down in tears when I got the acceptance email. And yeah, and so I wanted to wait to write, to make this episode until I knew that I was, because I applied for 3 writers workshops and I was hoping I would get into one. And I ended up getting into my top choice. And I wanted to wait to make this episode until I had good news to share. So, yeah, let's talk about why I'm so grateful I got rejected from that job last year. So last year, I started the interview process for this huge music marketing job that I thought I really, really wanted in about May. Ended up getting rejected from the job in like August or so. So I spent my entire summer interviewing for this job, prepping for this job. I interviewed all the way up to the CEO, where I had to give a huge presentation about all of my different ideas. And I thought I really, really wanted this job. And I'm so, so grateful I did not get this job, because it would have been crazy hours. It would have been really, really hard work. And I would not have had the brain space to work on this book. So this book as I've told a few people, came to me in a dream, the first page, came to me in a dream in October, and I would not have had the brain space to be able to write this if I was in that job. On top of that, the fact that I'm able to go to this writing workshop this summer because I have PTO, and because, you know, I already got my PTO approved for the writing workshop, that I'm also really grateful for, because I would have been new in that job. I probably wouldn't have been able to take any vacation, especially not in the summer when there's always festivals and things going on. And so it's like, now I'm really, really, really grateful I was rejected from that job. And when I got rejected from that job, I didn't know what the future held. I had no idea. You know, I didn't know I was going to be writing a book in just a few months. I didn't know that I was going to be on this path. But hindsight is 2020. And so now I'm like, oh my God, I am so grateful I got rejected from that job, because I would have been, you know, head underwater in a really, really difficult role, and I wouldn't have had the brain space to do kind of these creative pursuits. So really, really grateful. So that all goes to say, rejection is always redirection, and often it is protection. And sometimes that redirection, you don't even know what it's going to be yet. Like, you don't even know what could be around the corner for you. Like maybe you got rejected because the universe knows that in the future, in a few months, in a year, whatever it may be, like, you're going to need the brain space and the energy to pursue something else. Maybe there's bad actors and characters in whatever you were applying for or whoever you were trying to date or something, right? Like, you just never know what that reason for rejection is. And so always, always take rejection as redirection. And, you know, we're going to do a little bit of tough love too. Maybe sometimes that redirection is a pivot moment. Like, maybe it is like, this isn't working, what else can I pursue, right? Like, for me, I was diving headfirst into the music marketing world and, you know, staying within corporate America and doing these jobs I really thought I wanted. And now I'm kind of like, well, maybe that isn't the path I should be on, not only because I'm supposed to be doing something else, but maybe because I really just am, you know, I'm not necessarily the best at that field. Like, maybe I actually wouldn't have been a good fit for that role, right? So, like, not, you know, not to say that I'm not good at my job and like what I do, but it's like also like maybe I really wasn't the best fit for that role, and that's okay, because now I'm working on something totally different that I really, really love and I'm really excited about, and I'm so grateful I have the time and the energy to pursue this thing. And I don't want to tell you to ever give up on your dreams, but maybe if you are doing the same thing over and over again and you keep getting these rejections, maybe it's time to just take a step back, analyze what you need to do differently, right? How can you put in more work into your craft? How can you maybe even expand the vision and the idea of what your dream is and what your craft is, right? You know, I'm not saying just because you get rejected from something, that means you should give up on it completely, but I just want us to take a step back and kind of look at things. Like, speaking for myself, you know, with these music marketing jobs, there's a lot more I could have been doing in the music space, right? There's a lot of things I could have been doing in my personal life where that would have helped me be a stronger candidate that I didn't have. And so that's okay. And like, again, I have no bitterness or resentment about it, because just a few other small things about this gratitude. And I was listening to this back and I realized I keep saying really, really, really. So I'm sorry. But a few other things that I'm grateful for not getting that job. The job was 4 days a week. I love my time at home on Mondays and Fridays. I actually, stop. I just realized I meet with a writing group on Mondays. I meet with a writing group on Mondays because I'm work from home. And the only way I would be able to do that is because I have a work, I'm working from home. Oh my gosh. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you literally don't know why you got rejected. And like, these little pieces keep coming together now. So the job was 4 days a week. So glad I have more time at home. It was a pay cut. And I'm like low-key using, I've kind of been like telling myself that I'm using my 9-to-5 to like fund, like it's like almost like a grant for myself to like fund these creative pursuits. So like paying for these writing workshops and you know, I'm going to have to pay for an editor. So like, I am grateful that I have the funds to be able to do that. This would have been a pay cut. I would have had to change things in my lifestyle. Probably would not have been able to, you know, afford to go on these writing workshops, you know, get flights. Like, I'm going to be in New Haven, Connecticut. So it's like, I have to buy a flight for that, right? So all these just little things that I'm just like so grateful for. And it's like, I thought I really wanted it. I thought that was the next step in my career. And that was the path that I wanted to take. So I'm probably going to stop there because I don't want to just like keep ranting and rambling. Even though I want to tell you guys all about the writing workshops, and I'll probably do a whole episode a little bit different than what I typically do when I'm actually at the writing workshop, to kind of give you guys a recap, because I'm just really excited about this opportunity. And it's an opportunity I wouldn't have been able to pursue if I had gone with one of these other jobs that I was applying for last year. So we're going to do a recap like we typically do, give you guys some action items. So as a reminder, rejection is always redirection, and often it is protection. When you get rejected, you might not even know what is next for you. You might not even have the vision for why that rejection is going to be the best case scenario. In my case, like I said, I being rejected from that job gave me the brain space to work on a creative pursuit. It also allowed me to stay in my current job where I have seniority, where I have a ton of PTO. So I'm able to take the PTO to go to this writing workshop. I have the funds to be able to attend the writing workshop. And additionally, one I just realized while talking on this podcast, I still get to work from home on Mondays, which allows me to go to my writing group at the library. So all these little things, why I'm so grateful I ended up getting rejected from that job. And so you just don't know right now. Cause when I got rejected, I was upset. I was definitely, I just didn't know what was next for me. Cause again, I was feeling so stagnated in my career and in my life, and I didn't know what was next for me. And so you might be in that period where maybe you got rejected from something and you just don't know what's next. So just keep the faith that, good things are on the horizon. And then lastly, rejection as redirection, tough love version, is maybe it's time to take a step back. If you keep doing the same thing and keep getting rejected, now let's have that conversation with ourselves where it's like, okay, what can I do better to hone in on my craft, whatever that craft may be, whether it's marketing, whether it's a creative pursuit, whatever it is, what can we do to kind of level you up to get to that next state? Because I'm never going to tell you to give up on your dreams. Always keep dreaming. Always keep pursuing. But sometimes we just have to have a conversation with ourselves and be like, hey, what do we actually need to do here so we can have the success that we want to have? And I think that's it for me. So thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson, signing off. See you next time. In Jess We Trust.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.